So what advice would you give to a woman who's looking at becoming a mistress as a profession?
Someone with absolutely no experience in BDSM, or someone who has some experience who's somewhat lifestyle?
Can a person who has no experience really just jump into it and be a, you know?
Yeah.
So somebody who, I guess, has some experience, what sort of advice would you have?
Someone who does have some experience or no experience?
Let's start with no experience, and someone who's just a woman who's just interested in, you know, obviously she couldn't enter it as a profession if she has no experience, because she'd fail utterly, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
we train people here.
It depends.
A lot of the time, men like new, fresh faces, so she'll get picked for a session regardless of her experience level. Mm-hmm. It's not all about your expertise. A lot of the time, men just want someone who looks a certain way. It's very visual for some people. So if you're like a black woman with a big ass, and that's what they came here for, and that's what they want to dominate them, then
That was one of the things that Jade and I were talking about earlier too. If you have someone who, you know, who asks you, you know, treat me like the bad Jew, treat me like I'm a bad nigger, is it difficult for you to bring yourself to that level? Sometimes.
I had a guy who did want me to treat him like a slave and call him nigger and stuff like that. So
I can answer that maybe better than you, because you've been here. A lot of girls couldn't do the session. Just so you know. A lot of girls couldn't do the session.
But it was
difficult for me, but I got over it I looked at it, I tried to step back and look at it as someone's fetish, and I tried, whenever somebody tries to get me to do something that I think is a little psychologically, like, walks the line between, like, being abused or not, I don't try to judge their method for dealing with it, you know? That's the way that he's dealing with this, and there's no research saying that that's bad for him to explore that, or it's good.
But more so, how do you get, that's how you deal with that in your head, is you intellectualize it and say, this is not, you know, so you were able to treat him like a slave?
Oh yes, I made him pick cotton off the floor and all that, yeah.
I don't remember you saying that.
That was really fun, and he was so appreciative, and it really got me past. That was the one psychological
A lot of times you'd be uncomfortable with it. You know, they understand. Some of them know that you wouldn't like it, but you're doing it anyway, so it's fine.
What if they wanted to treat you that way? And what if they knew you had another, what if you were Jewish, or...
I can separate myself from that enough and see it as a game. You have to see it as a game.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
It's not reality.
What is your ethnicity?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. So if somebody wanted to treat you like a dirty wetback, you'd be able to go with that.
Yeah, right, too.
That's kind of hot. My favorite kind of sessions are when people want to punish me for being a mistress, because I think that was one of the hottest sessions I've ever done, because it was interrogation session, and I had to confess everything that I'd done to men, and, you know, all this stuff. So I don't know.
Okay. That does sound fun.
By being a sub, you understand better what exactly, what I was saying before. You understand more what they were going through and what they're feeling. You know, so if I were to have a session where it's like, oh, you filthy little wetback, you know, fucking find out, do you want to be a Commonwealth or a state, you know, something like that, you know.
Do you often feel in those sorts of sessions that you understand a little bit more about yourself then?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, and more about what I do, because it's playing. It's playing with taboos, especially with psychological role plays like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as much as people like to deny it, taboos are really, kind of can be are hot, like we sexualize.
Oh, they typically are, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
it's almost more typical.
Yeah.
Who wants to do the missionary position their whole fucking life?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.